Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rav Dov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the shiur on Daf Yud Ches. We have here on top of the Amid the Maisa of Rab Chanina ben Tradyoin. The Gemara says, Olav L'Sreifa, that there was a gzeira on Rab Chanina ben Tradyoin that he would be burned. Shohoyahoyge es Hashem bois Yosef. The Avera that he was over, that caused him to have this chiv sreifa, was that he was hoige es Hashem bo Yosef. Now, there is a very important Tosfos here who discusses different understandings, different mahalchim in this isser of hoige es Hashem bo Yosef, and it is kedai for us to see it inside. Tosfos on top of the Amud Divrei Maschal hoige Hashem says like this: Pirush Hakuntres shedarshay b'membeis osiyos v'oise boy mashu chafetz. The Shem that we're referring to here is the Shem of Membeis Oisiois, and Rav Chanina used it for his own purposes, and that was the Yisr. That's the Yisr of Hoige Es Hashem Bois Yosef. Tosfos continues, V'roiv ha'oilam mefarshim, shehoye koire beferush, Oisiois shal shem hamiyuchod, ke Oisiois shal shar hatevos. The words of Tosfos are that he read the Oisiois, the letters of the Shem hamiyuchod, similar to the Oisiois of other words. Now, Tosfos does not say shehayekoyre beferush oisios shal shem hamiyuchid kichsavoy, that he read the shem hamiyuchid as it's written. That's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says shehayekoyre beferush oisios shal shem hamiyuchid ke oisios shal shar hatevois. And the understanding in Tosfos is that he read out the letters of the shem hamiyuchid, the shem ben dalat oisios, the shem havaya. He read those letters. What we would call Yud Kei Vav Kei, he read the actual letters, so he was Koyre Beferish Oisiois Shal Shem HaMiyuchud. He spoke out, he read the Oisiois of the Shem HaMiyuchud, Ka Oisiois Shal Shar Tevois, like the Oisiois of other words, meaning that he wasn't careful to make sure not to read the Oisiois of the Shem HaMiyuchud. So he said Yud Kei Vav Kei, he said those Oisiois, but he said the real Oisiois. Says Tosfos weiter, v'zeh ein lasois, ki da omar bepsachim seif perek elu oivrim, loi kisha ani nichtav ani nikra, ani nichtav b'yud kei, v'nikra b'alav dalet. The ksiv of the Shem HaMiyuchid is yud kei vav kei, but it's red alav dalet nun yud. So again, Tosfos says, v'zeh ein lasois. Tosfos doesn't say, and he was over what it says in the Gemara, that he read the Shem Havaya Kichsobi. Tosfos does not say that. Tosfos just says, V'zeh ein lasos. This is also included in the Gemara over there, that one should not read, one should not mention the letters, the osios of the Shem HaMiyuchid, just like one shouldn't read the Shem Havaya Kichsobi as it's written. So this is Tosfos' pshat, that what the Isser of Hoiges Hashem Bois Yosef is to mention the letters of the Shem Havaya. And that's the Lashon HaGemara, Hoige es Hashem bo'os Yosef. It means mentioning the osios of the Shem Hashem. That's the Isser. The Isser is, we're not discussing here the Isser of reading the Shem Hashem Kirsavi. That's the Gemara Mesachim, Hoike Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra. What we're discussing over here is mentioning, is reading, saying the letters of the Shem Hashem. Now, the question is, where does Tosfos see in that Gemara that it's usher to say the letters of Hashem's name? It says over there, Loikish ani nichtav ani nikra, ani nichtav b'yud kei, v'nikra ba'alav dalet. The ksav of the Shem Hashem is yud kei, and the kri of the Shem Hashem is alav dalet. Where does it say in that Gemara that one is not permitted to say, to mention the oisios of the Shem Hashem? So, l'chayru, we see here in Tosfos a gevaldike chiddush. This that the Gemara over there says, Loikish ani nichtav ani nikra, that it's also to read the Shem Havaya Kichsavoy, it's not the pshat because the Shem Hashem lives in the ksav of the Shem Havaya. The reason why it's also to read the Shem Havaya Kichsavoy is because when a person reads the Shem Havaya Kichsavoy, he's going to be mentioning the letters of the Shem Hashem. When a person reads the word as it's written, so as he goes through reading the word, he's mentioning every letter that is the Shem Hashem, and the Shem Hashem lives in the letters. It lies in the osios of the Shem Hashem. In the Sefer Karakemach, he says that this that the Gemara says Loikish ani nichtav ani nikra ani nichtav biyud kei v'nikra ba'alav dalet is not referring dafka to the way the Shem Hashem is written in our Chumashim and our Sidurim, but rather there are 12 permutations of the Shem Hashem. One can find them in some Nuschois in Rish Chodesh Davening by Musaf. So there are some Sidurim that will list all the permutations. There are 12 permutations of the Shem Havaya. And says the Kara Kemach, all of those permutations are included in this Isser. One's not permitted to read, to say the Shem Hashem in any of its 12 permutations. And the reason for this is because the Shem Hashem doesn't lig necessarily in how it's read based on the Ksav, but rather it ligs in the Osios. The Shem Hashem is in the Osios of the Shem Havaya. So however a person says these Osios, he's being Hoyges Hashem B'Ksava, he's being over the Yisra. So what Tosfos is saying is that in that Gemara we see that it's Aser to mention the Osios of the Shem Hashem. And that's the reason why there's a din of Loikashani Nechtavani Nikra. Because when a person reads it Kichsava, he's also mentioning the Osios of the Shem Hashem. So this is the Yisoid of the Isser of Hoyges Hashem B'Osios according to Tosfos, which is to say the Osios of the Shem Hashem, because Hashem's name lies within the Osios of the Shem Havaya. Says Tosfos weiter, V'nira l'ri, she'ein lahaskir af Osios Yud Kei k'mo sheregilim ha'olam. One should not even mention the Osios of Yud Kei, she'hare Yud Kei hu Shem HaMiyuchid. Yud Kei is a part of the Shem HaMiyuchid. And therefore, since it's a part of the Shem HaMiyuchid, and it's going to be Mavur in Tosfos later, it's also its own Shem. Yud Kei makes up its own Shem. So since it has both attributes, first of all, it's its own Shem. And second of all, it's part of the Shem HaMiyuchad. So therefore, one should not mention the Osios of Yud Kei either. Says Tosfos Vayta, V'oid Nira L'harav Rabbeinu Al-Chanon, Ki Gam Ein Lahazkir Aleph Dalid, Me Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. One should not even mention the letters Aleph Dalid from the Shem of Adnos, from the Shem of Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. The reason why we're mentioning it is because we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Al-Chanon. But according to Rabbeinu Al-Chanon, it would be usher to mention the letters Aleph Dalid. Why, says Rabbeinu Al-Chanon, the Aleph Dalid, may Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, and Yud Kei, may Hashem Einim Chokim. Aleph Dalid from the Shem of Adnos and Yud Kei from the Shem of Havaya, one's not permitted to erase them. Abashin Dalid Mishakai and Tzadi Beis Mitzvoko is Anim Chokim. So since we see that Aleph Dalid and Yud Kei have a similar din, that they're both Einam Nimchokim, says Tosfos Mashma She Aleph Dalid Me Aleph Dalid Nun Yud Hu Shem Kmo Yud Kei Me Hashem. Just like the Shem of Yud Kei from the Shem Havaya is its own Shem, so too is Aleph Dalid from the Shem of Adnus of Aleph Dalid Nun Yud is its own Shem. And just like it's also to be Hoyga Yud Kei, it's also to be Hoyga Aleph Dalid because they're both their own Shem. Umiyu says Tosfos Nira L'ri L'hatir. The Ri is Mekel on this, on what Rabbeinu Al-Chanan says, on Aleph Dalid. Why? The Kivan D'Lo Nimtza B'Kosev, we don't ever find that Aleph Dalid's its own Shem. Which means that Yud Kei, we do find it's its own Shem. And also it's a chelik of the Shem Havaya, so therefore it's Aser to be Maskir. Mashenkin Aleph Dalid, even though it's a chelik of Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, but Lamaisa, it's not its own Shem, and since it's not its own Shem, there's no Iser to be Maskir Aleph Dalid. This is Tosfos. Now, the Radbaz in Chuvis, in Chelik Hei, Simen Elef, Tav Ches, asks on Rabbeinu Al-Chanon, how could Rabbeinu Al-Chanon say that it's also to be Hoyge the Shem of Aleph Dalet? Because Aleph Dalet is its own Shem, and it's a Chelik of the Shem of Adnus. But Lamaisa, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, we're allowed to say. We say, whenever we say Hashem's name, we say Aleph Dalet. So Aleph Dalet is mutter to say. So how could Rabbeinu Al-Chanan say that it's usher to be hoyge the osios of Aleph Dalid if one's permitted to say the Shem of Aleph Dalid? How could hagoyis ha-osios be worse than saying the Shem itself? Bishlama by Yud Kei, the Reez Isser of Yud Kei. So there, since it's usher to say the Shem Havaya Yud Kei Vavkei, and Yud Kei is the Haschal of the Shem Havaya, so we can understand that it's also to say Yud Kei, even though grad it's mutter to say the Shem itself of Yud Kei. We say the Shem of Yud Kei by itself, because there our kavana is to say that Shem, not to say the Shem Havaya. But over here, where he's saying Yud Kei as a chelik of the Shem Havaya, that taka would be aser, because one's not permitted to say the Shem Havaya. Mashenkin, Rabbeinu Elchanan, who says that Aleph Dalet is aser to say, because it's a chelik of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, how could it be aser? How could it be aser to say the Oisiois, and be mutter to say the Shem itself, to read the Shem itself? This is the Radvaz's kasha, and he blames by Yitzarachin and Rabbeinu Elchanan, and he says, based on that, that the halach is not like Rabbeinu Elchanan, because it doesn't make sense to say that it's worse to say the Oisiyos, to be masked the Oisiyos, than to say the Shem itself. Now, Lemaisa, according to what we said before, we could hear a possible teretz for Rabbeinu Elchanan. We explained before that it's Mavur in Tosfos, that the Shem Hashem lives in the Oisiyos. The Oisiyos of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's what contains the Shem Hashem. And that's why it's also Lahagos as Hashem Ba'Oisiyos, because when a person is Hoigah the Oisiyos of the Shem, he's saying the Shem itself. And the whole reason why it's also to say the Shem Havaya Kichsavoy is also because of this Isser of saying the Shem Hashem, which is in the Oisiyos of the Shem. Kum Techo is that the Oisiyos of the Shem is Taka more Chomer than the Ksav of the Shem. The Oisiyos of the Shem contain the Shem Hashem Mamish, and the ksav is only the way it's read when the oisiyos are placed like this. There really are 12 permutations of the Shem Hashem, of the oisiyos of Hashem, and they're read differently each time, because the Shem Hashem lives in the oisiyos. So Rabbeinu Elchanan is correct in saying that it's possible that the oisiyos, that being hoigah the oisiyos, is more chomer than actually reading the Shem. And therefore he wants to say that hu adin by Aleph Dalet. The Ri is chaylik on that, because the Ri holds that the only time there's an Isra of Hoigah Hashem is when the person says the oisiyos that also by themselves would be a Shem. So therefore, since Aleph Dalet by itself is not a Shem, the only Shem is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, so when a person says Aleph Dalet, he's not really saying a Shem, and therefore there's no Isser. But otherwise, he's masking to Rabbeinu Elchanan be Yisoid, that it's Shayach to have, be, that the Oisiyos could be more Chomer than the Ksav itself, because the Shem Hashem lives in the Oisiyos. Now, based on this Yisoid that we're saying, I saw a Meridik Echidish in the Sefer Emek Bracha on page Mem. He handles there a Shaila that a Sefer was writing a mezuzah, and instead of the Shem Havaya, he wrote the word Yihyeh. And the Shaila is what to do. L'cha'ayur, the simplest Eitzah would be to make the Yud longer and make it into a Vav. And that would turn the word Yihyeh into the Shem Havaya. The problem with that is that it's Shalika Sidra. Because since he already wrote the last letter, so now if he makes the previous letter kosher into the correct letter, it's Shalika Sidra. He wrote the final letter of the Shem before he wrote the middle letter, the third letter of the Shem. So it's Shalika Sidra, which is possible by mezuzah. So the only Eitzah would be to be Moichik the word Yehiyeh and rewrite the Shem Hashem. So the Sefer Tainid that he's allowed to do it. Why? Because since he ended up writing the word Yehiyeh, and the word Yehiyeh is not a Shem Hashem, so even though he had Kavanah to write the Shem Hashem, but since he didn't end up writing the Shem Hashem, he wrote a different word, and that word is not the Shem Hashem, it should be Mutter to be Moichik. And the Emek Baruch is Chaylik, and he says, no, it's not true. It's Asa to be Moichik, that word, and the reason is because it's two times the Shem Hashem of Yud Kei Yud Kei. The word Yihyeh is two times the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Yud Kei. Now, even though when a Sefer writes Yihyeh, it's not considered a Shem Hashem, but over here where he had Kavanah to write the Shem Hashem, and he wrote two Shemus of Hashem, he wrote Yud Kei and Yud Kei, so therefore it's also to be Moichik. When you look at the word itself says Yihyeh, it doesn't say two Shemus of Hashem. You never find two Shemus of Hashem in the same word, one after the other like that. There's no Shem Hashem like that. Says the Emek Bracha, but we learn here in Tosfos that the Shem Hashem is not in the word, it's in the Oisiyos. The Oisiyos create the Shem, not the word. If we look at the Oisiyos, we see two times Shem Hashem, we see Yud Kei Yud Kei. If we look at the word Enochanami, we see Yihyeh. But when we look at the Oisiyos, we see two times the Shem Hashem of Yud Kei Yud Kei. This, it has Kedusha, one cannot be Meichik it, and therefore it has to go Lignisa. This is the Psak of the Emek Bracha. And he brings a very interesting Raya from a Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Ayin Vav in Yerideya, where the Sefer was trying to write the Shem Havaya, and by mistake, he wrote the word Yehuda. So the Mechaber over there says that he should make the Dalid of Yehuda into a Hey, and it should be Moichik, the last Hey. And then he'll end up with the Shem Havaya. Says the Emek Bracha, that it's Mavur in the Poskim, that only, he's only allowed to be Moichik, the last Hey, because the last Hey is a Hey from Yehuda, not from the Shem Havaya. But the first letter is the first Yud Kei of Yehuda, that he's not permitted to be Moichik, because when he wrote it, he wrote it as a Shem, he wrote it as the Haschal of the Shem Havaya, and it has Kiddush, and it's Einam Nimchokim. Yud Kei from Shem Havaya is Einam Nimchokim. Frek Deimek Bracha. But now that he wrote Yehuda, Kum Techois, he was already Moichik it. Enoch Anami the Shem Havaya. The Shem Yud Kei from the Shem Havaya is Einam Nimchokim. But Lamaisa, now that he wrote Yehuda, he was Oiker the Shem. This is not a Shem. No one's going to read it as a Shem. It doesn't say a Shem. So once he wrote Yehuda, he was technically Moichik the Shem Hashem already. So now it should be Mutter to be Moichik even the Yud Kei, the first two letters of the word Yehuda. Says the Emek Bracha. So we see right to the same Yisoid that the Shem Hashem is totally in the Oisies. It's not totally in the word. The fact that the word reads something else doesn't make the first two letters Yud Kei of the Shem Havaya Ois Shem Havaya, and therefore it's also to be Moichik. So who adin by us? When he wrote Yehiyeh, so Kum Techois, he wrote two times Yud Kei, even though the word Taka doesn't read that way, but he cannot make the letters of the Shem Havaya Ois Shem Havaya. This is the Chiddush L'Halacha of the Emek Bracha, and we see from him the Yisoid that we're saying, that his understanding that Hoygis Hashem Bois Yosef according to Tosfos means because the Shem Hashem lives in the Ois Yosef and not in the Ksav, not in the word. Now, L'Chaira, there's another problem with the Shita of Rabbeinu Elchanan. Tosfos is Mavur, that the Isra of Hoygis Hashem Bois Yosef is referring to the Shem HaMiyuchid. Tosfos says it a number of times, that the Isra is that he was Koire, the Ois Yosef of the Shem HaMiyuchid. So L'Chaira, any other Shem that's not Shem HaMiyuchid, there would be no Isra of Hoygis Hashem. The Isra of Hoygis Hashem is Dafka Shem HaMiyuchid. So the problem is, then how could Rabbeinu Elchanan say that Aleph Dalet from the Shem of Adnus is considered Hoygis Hashem Ba'is Yosef, if L'Chaira, the Shem HaAdnus of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is not the Shem HaMiyuchid? The Shem HaMiyuchid is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Shem Ben Arba Ois Yosef. The Shem of Adnus is not the Shem HaMiyuchid. See, even if it's true that Aleph Dalet is a Shem, and Aleph Dalet is the Haschol of the Shem of Adnus, but at the end of the day, it's not the Shem HaMiyuchid. So since it's not the Shem HaMiyuchid, why should there be an Isra of Hegis Hashem Ba'is Yosef? The Radbaz was asking on Rabbeinu Elchanan that even if it is the Shem HaMiyuchid, but it's the Shem HaMiyuchid, that's mutter to read. It's mutter to say the Shem of Adnus. So how could it be worse to say the Ois Yosef of the Shem of Adnus? But the question we're asking now is, L'chair, it's not even a Shem HaMiyuchid. So why B'chlal is the Sugi, is the Isra of Hegis Hashem Ba'is Yosef, Negea to the Shem of Adnus? So the emes is that Tosfos Masechet Shvuos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph is mavur that Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is considered Shem HaMiyuchid. Tosfos there is going on the sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel, which Tosfos brings by us, that the Girs in the Gemara over there is that Aleph Dalet from Aleph Dalet Nun Yud and Yud Kei from Yud Kei Vav Kei are Einam Nimchokim, Tzadi Beis Mitzvokos and Shin Dalet Mishakai are Nimchokim. So Tosfos asks, how could you say that Aleph Dalet Min Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Einu Nimchak V'Teimo D'Maishno Mitzadi Beis Mitzvokos V'Shin Dalet Mishakai D'Nimchokim L'Fisha Ein Shem B'Fnei Atzmoi Tzadi Beis and Shin Dalet are not Shem as B'Fnei Atzmoi. So too Aleph Dalet is not a Shem B'Fnei Atzmoi. So why are we Machmer and Aleph Dalet more than Tzadi Beis and Shin Dalet? Now, Tosfos' question is according to the sheet of the Ri. The Ri holds that Aleph Dalet on its own is not a Shem. Rabbeinu Elchanan held that Aleph Dalet on its own is a Shem. And that's why he wanted to say that it had the same din as Yud Kei. But the Ri holds that it's not a Shem Bifnei Atzma, the letters Aleph Dalet. So Tosfos is asking, according to that, so why talk are we more machmir by Aleph Dalet than by any of the other Shemos? And Tosfos answers, V'shem mishum de Shem HaMiyuchid hu, yesh lahachmir bo yoyser. Since Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the Shem HaMiyuchid, so therefore, even though Aleph Dalet itself is not a Shem, we have to be machmir, not to be moichik, even Aleph Dalet from the Shem HaAdnus, because the Shem HaAdnus is considered a Shem HaMiyuchid. So it's Mavur in Tosfos that the Shem of Adnus is considered Shem HaMiyuchid. And now we understand very well what Rabbeinu Elchanan is saying. Einoch Anami, the din of Hoygis Hashem Ba'is Yosef is only on the Shem HaMiyuchid, but the Shem of Adnus is also a Shem HaMiyuchid. Oy bazoi, the Isser of Hoygis Hashem Ba'is Yosef should apply to the Shem of Adnus as well. This is the Pshat in Rabbeinu Elchanan. Now there's a Shaila amongst the Achroinim how to understand what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that the Shem of Adnus is considered Shem HaMiyuchid. And since it's Shem HaMiyuchid, therefore we should be machmir that Aleph Dalet should not be Nimchak, because it's a chelik of the Shem HaMiyuchid. The question is, how do we understand that the Shem of Adnus is the Shem HaMiyuchid? Well, how do we understand Shem HaMiyuchid is the one Shem? The Shem Havaya, that's the Shem HaMiyuchid. How do we understand that the Shem of Aleph Dalet, Nun Yud, is also the Shem HaMiyuchid? So there's a shayla how to learn. One mahalach in Tosfos, which is the way the Brisker Rav learns, is that the reason why the Shem of Adnus is considered Shem HaMiyuchid is because it's the Kri of the Shem HaMiyuchid. There's a Ksiv of the Shem HaMiyuchid, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then there's the Kri of the Shem HaMiyuchid. Loikish ani nichtav ani nikra, ani nichtav be Yud Kei, ve nikra ba Aleph Dalet. So since Aleph Dalet is the Kri, is the way you read the Shem HaMiyuchid, oi bazoi, binugea the Kriya, it gets a din of Shem HaMiyuchid. And that's what Tosfos means, that the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is considered a Shem HaMiyuchid because it's the Kri of the Shem HaMiyuchid, and therefore it has the din of the Shem HaMiyuchid, even binugea mechikas Hashem. This is the way the Brisker Rav learns. Rab Moshe in Shuvis is mashma the opposite mahalach. Rab Moshe seems to say that this that Tosfos says, that the Shem HaAdnus is the Shem HaMiyuchid, is not the pshat because it's the Kri of the Shem HaMiyuchid. Fakert. It's be'etzim a Shem HaMiyuchid. The Shem of Adnus be'etzim has within it attributes of the Shem HaMiyuchid. It's a Shem HaMiyuchid. That's why when we're looking to find some Shem to switch with the Shem Havaya, because we can't read the Shem Havaya, we're not allowed to read the Shem Havaya, so what Shem should we read instead of the Shem Havaya? So we're going to choose the Shem of Adnus, because the Shem of Adnus is also a Shem HaMiyuchid. We want to substitute for the Shem Havaya, which we're not allowed to read, we want to substitute a Shem, which is also a Shem HaMiyuchid, that we will read, which we're allowed to read, which is the Shem of Adnus. And that's why the Shem of Adnus is the Shem that we read as a substitute for the Shem Havaya. So it's just the opposite. It's not the pshat that it gets a Shem, a din of Shem HaMiyuchid, because that's the way we read the Shem Havaya. Fakert, since it has attributes of Shem HaMiyuchid, that's bedafka why we read it instead of the Shem HaMiyuchid. Now, Rab Moshe says that there's a nafkamina la'alocha, how we understand this, that the Shem of Adnus is considered a Shem HaMiyuchid. If we understand like the first mahalach, that the reason why it's considered a Shem HaMiyuchid is because it's the Kri of the Shem HaMiyuchid, so kum techois, that when we read the Shem Havaya, which is the Ksiv, we read it as the Shem of Adnus, so kum techois, that we're actually reading what it says in the Torah, just the Kabbalah is that the Kri and the Ksiv over here is the Shem of Adnus instead of the Shem of Havaya. So the Mashal, if there is a piece of dirt or wax that has fallen on the Shem Havaya, and it's Shabbos, one's not permitted to remove it. Also, Chashash of Kosev, the Malach of Kosev. So now, I'm going to have to take out a new Sefer Torah. Why? Because I have to read the Shem Havaya. When I read the Shem Havaya, there's a Kri and a Ksiv. The Ksiv is the Shem Yudke Vavke, and the Kri is the Shem of Adnos. But it's the Kri of the Shem Havaya, so therefore I can't just jump over that word. If I jump over that word, I'm not reading it from the Ksav. And therefore, I have to take out a new Sefer Torah. Mashenkin, if we understand, no. Be'etzem, the Shem of Adnus is not the Kri of the Shem Havaya. The Kri of the Shem Havaya is exactly the Shem Havaya. There's no other way to read it. It happens to be that we're not allowed to read the Shem Havaya. So what do? We substitute a different Shem HaMiyuchid for the Shem Havaya. B'kum techois, we're not reading the Shem Havaya. We're skipping over the Shem Havaya, which we're not allowed to read, and we say something else, Baal Peh, instead of the Shem Havaya. So kum techois, even though the Shem Havaya is covered up, and even though I'm not reading the Shem Havaya, there would be no need to take out another Sefer Torah, because anyway I never read the Shem Havaya. Anyway I say it Baal Peh. So therefore I could just not read that Shem Havaya, say it Baal Peh, and no need to take out a new Sefer Torah. As a hashlama to this inyan, we'll say over a Rambam in Perek Beis, Mehilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam over there is discussing the halachas of Megadif. And the Rambam says like this: Ein hamegadiv chayiv skilo ad sheyiforesh es Hashem hamiyuchad shel arba oisiyos shehu aleph dalet nun yud. The megadiv is not chayiv skilo unless he mentions the Shem hamiyuchad, which is aleph dalet nun yud. So the Rambam is calling the Shem of Adnos the Shem hamiyuchad. Then he says, V'yesh mishem eforesh she'enu chayiv ela al Shem yud kevavke. There are those who say that it's only the Shem ben Dalet of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Va'ani Oimer, says the Rambam, Shal Shneihem Hu Niskal. He is Niskal on both of them. So the Rambam is saying that the Megadif will get Skila for both the Shem Havaya and the Shem of Advas. Now, the explanation of this Rambam will be different according to our Tut Stadim that we mentioned before. The Briska Rav learns that the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Yesh Mishim Mefarish is that everyone agrees that the Shem of Aleph Dalad Nun Yud is considered a Shem HaMiyuchid because it's the Kri of the Ksiv of the Shem HaMiyuchid, and therefore gets a din of a Shem HaMiyuchid because it's the Kri, it Benegeh the Kriya, it's the Shem HaMiyuchid. So what's the Machlekes? The Machlekes is, does it get a din of a Shem HaMiyuchid even when there's no Ksiv? That means, when a person is reading from a Sefer Torah, or by Berachos Kehanim, where there's a Ksiv, there's a Pasuk that says the Shem Havaya, and we have to read the Pasuk. And in order to read the Pasuk, we have to read it with its Kri, which is the Shem of Adnus. And then we say the Shem of Adnus has a din of Shem HaMiyuchad. But over here, the Megadif is making it up on his own. There's no Pasuk, he's not reading anything. So then who said that it has a din of a Kri and a Ksiv? Maybe it's, in that case, it doesn't have a din of a Shem HaMiyuchad because it's not the Kri of any Ksiv. So that's what the Yesh Mishim Mefarish holds. That's why Dafka has to be the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Rambam says no, Al Shneihem Hu Niskal, because it always has a din of the Shem HaMiyuchad. Since when it's written, it's read as the Shem of Adnus, therefore will always have a din of a Shem HaMiyuchad even when it's not being read. That's the way the Briska Rav learns Pshat in this Machlokes. According to the Tzad that Rav Moshe says, that Fakert, the Shem of Adnus has its own din of Shem HaMiyuchad, not because it's the Kri of the Ksiv of the Shem HaMiyuchad. So then L'chaira will have to say that the Machlokes is whether this is true or not. The Rambam goes with the sheet of Rabbeinu Hananel in Tosfos and Rabbeinu Elchanan that the Shem of Adnus is the Shem HaMiyuchad as well. And therefore, Al Shneihem Hu Niskal. And the Yesh Mishim Mefarish holds no, the Shem of Adnus has no din of the Shem HaMiyuchad. The Shem HaMiyuchad is only Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that's why it's Dafka there that the Megadif gets Skila. Now, the Gemara says, Vaita, Val Ishtei Lahariga, Doloi Michabe, she was not Moicha. Mikan Omru, Kol Mishiyesh Biyodi Limchis Vein Moicha, Nenash Olav. So the Einish for Rab Chanina's wife was that she wasn't Moicha. She wasn't Moicha in her husband, who was from the greatest Yidden who ever lived, Rab Chanina ben Tradin. She wasn't Moicha in him. So the Bali Musar on his Eurer from this Gemara, that we see from here that there's no such thing as hiding behind greatness. Rab Chanina's wife knew who Rab Chanina was. She knew of his greatness. She knew of his Kedusha. She knew of his perfection. And yet, there was a knas on her, lahariga, because she wasn't moicha in something that her husband did. She knew she could not argue with him in halacha. Rab Chanina was way greater than her in halacha, but yet she was margish that something wasn't right, and she had to say something. We see from here that no matter how great a person is, and no matter how much yira we have from a person, and how much we trust the person, afilu hachi, when we're margish that something's wrong, we still have a bechira, and we're mechuyiv to be moicha. The Gemara says, Vaita, Va'albi Toileshev, Bekuba Shel Zoinis, there was a gzeir on the daughter. Why was there a gzeir on the daughter? The Amar Rabbi Yechran, Pamachas, Hoysa Bitem, Haleches, Lefne Gedeli Raimi. She was walking in front of the Gedeli Raimi. Amru, Kam Nois, Psirisel, Shel Rivazu. They complimented her steps. Mia, Diktika, Bipsioiseho. So she was medactic more in her steps. And Rashi says, Uksiv, Kol Kvuda Basmelech Pnima. There was a taina on her because she was not acting in an oifen of tznius. She was being over what the pasuk said, Kol Kvuda Basmelech Pnima. So what was the gzeira on her? That she should sit Bekuba Shel Zaynis. So the Yavitz explains that there are two nekudos here in this gzeira. First of all, there was a mida keneged mida. Her actions had included Giru Yetzahara when she was Diktika B'Psiyo Yiseha, so she caused them to look at her. So therefore, since she was over in this area of Giri Yetzahara, so the Mida Keneged Mida was that she was put into a situation of Giri Yetzahara that she did not want to be in. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. She chose to do Giri Yetzahara, and now she was forced into a situation of Giri Yetzahara. That was the Mida Keneged Mida. Says the Ayvitz, but there's a second Nakuda here as well. The Gemara Vaita says that she was never over in Avera. She used to give excuses when someone came, so she said, this Tanana, she's a Nida, or she said, a Nefishin Tuva de Shapirin Minoi, there are many women here that are much nicer than me. She would give excuses until the person would leave. So she was never over an Aveira. So we see, says the Eivitz, that the Gzeira on her was not that she should be over an Aveira. The Gzeira was not that she would have to be Mezana with people. The Gzeira was that she should be stuck in a situation where she has to be Moise Nefesh not to be Choyte, not to be over the Aveira. That was the Gzeira. The Gzeira was not that she should be over Aveira. The Gzeira was that she should have to be Moise Nefesh not to be over an Aveira. We see from here a big Yesoid in how a person is Mesakin his Chatoin. If we have a person who's basically a frumament, she's an erlicha person, but in one area he's shvach and he's chayte in a certain area. What's going to happen is he's going to be put into a situation where he has to mamish be moisu nefesh not to be chayte in that one area that he was shvach in. L'mashal, I heard from Ramat Yisrael Solomon. He said over a ma'isa from the Chofetz Chaim that in the zman of the Gzeiras Akantanistim, which was in the 1800s. The Russians used to come into a town and they would schlep away Yiddish kinder, 6, 7, 8 year old kids, and they would draft them into the army for many years. And the kids would come back and they knew nothing. The only thing they knew was that they were Jewish, because that the Russians never let them forget. But they knew nothing. They learned nothing. They didn't remember anything. They were complete ignoramai, and they were avayonim. They were mechalel Shabbos and they ate tarfus. But the one thing they knew was that they were a different religion than the Goyim. They were Jewish, and the Goyim were Goyim, and the religion of the Goyim was not their religion. That's the one thing that they knew. So when they came to ask the Chafetz Chaim, my high, we can't be oimed in such a gzeira, it's such a horrible gzeira. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? What's the message here? So the Chafetz Chaim said, a gevaldik gezach. He said that if you look in Sefer Shoftim, you'll see that there were many Yidden who were Berkayim Asher Korol Abal. They bowed down to Avodah Zarah, and then a Tzara came, and then a Shoifit came and saved them, and then things were good. And then when things were good, then there were many Yidden who went back to Avodah Zarah. And this happened again and again, and there were hundreds of thousands of Yidden who were over the Avodah Zarah. Said the Chofetz Chaim, these people came back to Gilgul. These are the Gilgulim of those people who were over the Avodah Zarah. And they have to be masak in their chet. How are they masak in their chet? They're thrown into a situation where kemat, it's almost impossible for them not to be over Avodah Zarah, and they have to be moisa nefesh bedafka, not to be over Avodah Zarah, and not to bow down to the cross. That's the tikkun on the chet. The tikkun on the chet that a person does b'shalva, when he's a frumer mensch, and he's an erlicha person, but he's a little weak, he's shvach in a certain area, and he's not oimid al atzmoy to stop himself, so he's chayta. The tikkun on the chet is he's going to be thrown into the exact opposite matzav, where kemat, it's almost impossible for him not to be chayta, and he's going to have to use all his koichis, all his mesiris nefesh possible, not to be chayta. And that's what happened here with the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan. She, Lamaisa, was a little shvach. She was diktika b'psiyoy seha. She was an erlicha person, a fruma person. She was a bas gedolim. But Lamaisa, she was diktika b'psiyoy seha. So what was the tikkun of that? The tikkun of that was that she should be thrown into a situation which is the hepech agomer, which is mamash rekemata, would be almost impossible for her not to be chayta. And she has to be oimer al atzma. She has to be moisa nefesh mamash, not to be chayta. That's the tikkun for this chet. We see in our generation, where the Isser of Arayis has become Hefker Mamish, Avum Estate, Avum Gate, it's Satan Merakir Beinehem. For a person not to be Chayta, he has to Mamish be Moise Nefesh, he has to be Oymer Al Atzmai B'chol Titztaki Sheyachol in all possible ways. The access to these Isurim is a click away. It's almost impossible for a person not to be Chayta. But that's the Tikkun. The Tikkun of a Chet, the Tikkun of a Chet in Arayis, is when a person is oimer al atzmai in the worst circumstances, b'seich t'moisam, he's mois and nefesh, he hangs on with all his might, and he's as careful as he could possibly be, and then he's not choyte, that's the tikkun of the chet. The Gemara says that when they took out Rab Chanina ben Tradyan to be burned, the Gemara says, heviyuhu v'karchu b'sefer Torah. They wrapped him in a sefer Torah, v'hikifu b'chavilei zmeiros, v'hitzisu b'henes ha'or. And they lit the fire. Veheviu svugin shel tzemer v'sharum b'mayim v'hinichum al libay k'dei shelo teitzei nishmosi mehera. They wanted to torture him, so they put on his chest svugin shel tzemer that were wet, and therefore he didn't die immediately. So the Gemara brings that the Talmidim asked him. They said, "Afa topsach picha v'tikanis b'cha'aish. Why don't you open your mouth and then you'll die quicker, so you won't have to go through this torture?" So he said, He doesn't want to be the one to take away his own nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave him the nefesh, he's going to be the one to take it away. L'chayr, it's mavur in the Gemara, that a person is not allowed to be makar of his own misa, even if that's going to save him from terrible yisura. Toisvis in Divrei HaMaskel Ba'al Yichab Al Atzmai brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Dehecha Sheirei and Pen Yaviru Moivdi Kechav Ma'Veira, Kegoyim Al Yidei Yisurim, if a person's afraid, a yid's afraid that the Goyim are going to put him through torture in order to get him to be over an Aveira, so then it's a mitzvah for him to be Makar of Misasa. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Gittin that says that the Yeladim, the little children that were Nishbu L'Kolein, they were captured, and the Goyim were going to do an Aveira with them, so they jumped into the ocean in order to kill themselves so that they shouldn't be over an Aveira. The Amshel Shloimeh, Masechta Baba Kama, says it's also permitted for a person to be Makar of his own Misa if he's afraid that the Goyim are going to torture him in order that he divulge information about other Yidden, and those Yidden will be killed. So in order to save the Rabbim from being killed, in order to save those other Yidden from being killed, he's allowed to be Makar of his own Misa, in order that they shouldn't torture out of him that information. Al Kolponim in the Gemara is Mavur L'Chayra, that without those reasons of Avera and putting other people besakana, it is also for a person to be Makar of his own Misa, even if it's saving himself from Yisurim. The question that the Achrayim handle is L'chayr in the Gemara Vayter, it's mashma not like that. The Gemara says, Amaloi Kalatz Tuniri, Rebbe, Im ani marbe b'shal heves v'noitel svugim shal tzema me'al libcha atam b'vienu l'chayr elim habo. So the watchman, the guard over there, said to Rab Chanina, that if he takes off, if he's marbe b'shal heves, if he makes the fire hotter, and he takes off the svugim shal tzema, will Rab Chanina take him to chayr elim habo? So he said, yes. And the Kalt Stuniri made him swear, Nishbaloi, Miyad Hirbu Bishalhevas, Venotal Svugun Shal Tzema Me'al Liboy, Yotza Nishmasa Mehera. So L'chayru we see that Rab Chanina did allow the Roman to do it, to shorten his life. So what's the difference between Rab Chanina himself and the Kalt Stuniri? Why, if it's also for a person to be Makar of his own Misa in order to save himself from Yisurim, so L'chayru he should have told the Kalt Stuniri not to do it. So Rab Moshe in Dibris Moshe here in Avodah Zarah and in Igris Moshe Chayish Mishpah Chelik Beis Siminayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet goes through a number of tzadim to explain why Rab Chanina was matir, why he allowed the Kalt Stuniri to be Makar of his Misa. First, Rab Moshe says that if you look at the Lashon HaGemara, it could be its mashma that it's not an iser. What is the Lashon? He brings this diak from his son Rab David. What is the Lashon of Rab Chanina? Rab Chanina said, Mutav sheyitlan mishanosna val yichabel hu ba'atzmai. This Lashon of Mutav, which means, L'chayra, says Rab Moshe, it could be, that ba'etzim it's mutter midina for a person to be makar of his misa in order to save himself from terrible yisurim, if he knows for sure he's going to die anyway. So maybe it would be mutter. What Rab Chanina was saying, Mutav, that it's better, it's a midas chasidus, for a person to allow a Kodesh Baruch Hu to take the neshama and not be the one to be mechabel in himself. So if that's true, then maybe it's not so sure why Rab Chanina said to the Kalt Stuniri to do it. Because for the person themselves to do it, so that hack is not midas chassidus. Because he's being mechabel ba'atzmai. But to let the Kalt Stuniri do it, Adarabba, maybe that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Moitzi Nishmasa. So therefore it wouldn't even be a Midas Chasidus to tell him not to do it. That's one Mahalach. Another Mahalach, Rav Moshe says, is maybe there's a chilik between a Yid and a Goy when it comes to the Isser of Ritzicha for Chayisha. The Halacha is that Yisrael is not allowed to kill a Goysis. Why? Even though the Goysis is vada going to die, Afilu Hachi right now, he's still alive. So Yisrael who kills him is considered a Ritzich and he's Chayim Misa. Maybe, says Rav Moshe, that's only true by Yisrael. By a ben noach, there's no iser of ritzicha on chayisha. And therefore, that's why Rab Chanina himself wouldn't kill himself, because that's chayisha. And there's an iser of ritzicha for Yisrael on chayisha. Mashenkin for ben noach. When someone's vadi gonna die, it's just a matter of when. So the ben noach is killing him, is just removing chayisha. So then, it would be mutter for the ben noach to do it, and that's why he allowed the Kalt Stuniri to do it. This is another tzad that Rav Moshe has, but Rav Moshe is not happy with this tzad, because he says, there's a halacha, we find, that a ben noach who kills a treifa is chayiv misa. But Yisrael who kills a treifa is not chayiv misa. Why? Because a treifa is considered a mace. So we see, says Rav Moshe, that a ben noach is more chomer in Hilchas Ritzicha than a Yisrael. So how could we say that when it comes to killing a goyseis, that only Yisrael is chayiv, not a ben noach? How could we say such a thing? So Rav Moshe says another mahalach. He says maybe there's a chilik between a Yisrael and a goy when it comes to killing someone and it's l'tovas hanirtzach. the person being killed, it's l'tev asa. It's in order to save him from terrible yisurim or from something else, and it's l'tev asa to kill him. So then there'll be a chilek between Yisrael and a goy. By Yisrael, with the Isra is Leisirtzach. So there, Leisirtzach is Mashma, says Rav Moshe, any sort of Ritzicha, any sort of Netilas Neshama, even if it's like Tavasai of the Nirtzach. So therefore, it would be Asr for Yisrael to be Makarev, the Misa of someone who is going to die anyway, and even if it's like Tavasai for the person to die earlier, Afiluhachi would be Asr as Leisirtzach. Mashenkin by Ben Noach, with the Isra is Shefich Dam Ha'odam, is in of Shvichas Damim, says Rav Moshe, is Mashma, only when it's not L'Toivosai of the Nirtzach. So therefore, a guy would be permitted to kill someone if it's L'Toivosai of the Nirtzach for the person to be killed. So therefore, Rav Chanina himself wouldn't do it, because even though it was L'Toivosai for him to be killed, he was being tortured, and he was vadi gonna die. So, but he himself couldn't do it, because for him there's an Isra L'Sirtzach. Masha'in came by a guy with the Isra Shefich Dam Ha'odam, and there Shvichas Damim is only Mashma when it's not L'Tevasi, but if it's L'Tevasi, if the Nirtzach to be killed, then it's Mutter. That's where Rav Chanina was Mata for the Kal Tzduniri to do it. Another Mahalach Rav Moshe says is that this was a Hirasha, Enoch and Amim Ikedidina, really even a guy would be also to do it. But in this situation, Rav Chanina felt that it would be Mutter, and it was a Hirasha, and Min HaShamayim, they were masking because there was a bas call that came out and said that Rav Chanina and the Kal Tzduniri are Mezumin L'Chayar El Mabo. Now, there is a major Nafkemina L'Alocha between these Mahalchim and Rav Moshe. Recently, there was discussion about what's called assisted suicide, which are people who are in the throes of a terrible machla, and they're in terrible pain, and they're vade going to die, and it's only a matter of time. And the question is, how much sad they're going to go through before they die? So there are those who said that it should be permissible to allow them to kill themselves, to help them, to assist them to kill themselves. So l'chayra, there'll be an afkamina between the Mahalchim here and Rav Moshe b'negeir l'shayla. According to the tzad, that it's mutter for a guy to be shayfich dam when it's l'tevasei of the nirtzach, so then it would be mutter in such a case, as long as the hayrig and the neherag are both goyim, so it would be mutter. Obviously, if either one of them are yidden, it would be aser, it would be a shayla v'tzicha mamish. But if the hayrig and the neherag here are both goyim, so according to the tzad that the Kal Tzduniri was permitted to do it because he was doing l'tevasei Rav Chanina, so then it would be mutter. According to the other tzad, that it was a hirasha, then avada, such a thing would be usher to do. Now, we spoke on the Aftes about a shaila that the Kesef Mishnah asks based on our Gemara. The Kesef Mishnah in Perek Hey Mehilchas Yisaydi Teira Halacha Aleph asks a shaila from Rav Chanina ben Tradian on the Shitas Rishenim that hold that for a mitzvah asay there's no din yaharg val yavar. We spoke out, Mishim Duran and other Rishenim, that on a mitzvah say there's no din yaharig bal yavar, and the reason is because since the guy could force the yid not to do the mitzvah anyway, so why should he give up his life? Bishlam on a mitzvah loisa say, so the guy is telling the yid to be over an isser loisa say, so there the yid will gain not to be over the isser, so even if he has to give up his life and it's a shas hashmad or it's one of the shloisha hamuris, he has to give up his life and he'll gain that he wasn't over the mitzvah, the isser loisa say. Masha'en came by a mitzvah say, where there, it doesn't help for the yid to be Moisa Nefesh. Even if he's Moisa Nefesh, L'maisa, the guy could stop him from being Mekayim of the mitzvah say either way. So there's no din of Yaharig Val Yavar. This is the Shita of the Ran and other Rishayim. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, from our Gemara here, that Rav Chanina was Moisa Nefesh for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. L'chayra, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah say, and Rav Chanina was Moisa Nefesh, so we see a Raya not like the Ran, from our Gemara. The Kesef Mishnah also brought a raya from the Gemara in Daf Chesam at Beis, from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who was masmich his Talmidim. He was moisa nefesh to be mekayim the mitzvah of smicha. And the L'chayr over there, there's the same question. It's a mitzvah say of Talmud Torah, and therefore there should not be a din of Yaharig Val Yavar according to these Rishayim. So we spoke out then two terutzim, one from the Or Gadol and one from the Minchas Chinuch. The Or Gadol explains that these Rishayim are going l'shitasam, where they hold that even though it's not, there's no chiyuv of Yaharig Val Yavar on a mitzvah say, but there's always a din of midas chasidus if a person wants to do Yehorg Bal Yavar, even though he's not mechuyev, it's midas chasidus tzedakah teichoshev, like the Kesef Mishnah said. So says Dar Gadol that according to those Rishonim that hold it, there's no chiv of Yehorg Bal Yavar in mitzase, but still there's a din that one is permitted to do Yehorg Bal Yavar. It's midas chasidus. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian both did it, even though they were moisin nefesh. According to the Rambam, who holds that it's also for a person to be moisin nefesh if there's no din yehorg val yavar, so then Enoch Hanami will have to say that on a mitzvah say there is a din yehorg val yavar, and that's where Reb Chanina and Reb Yehuda were both moisin nefesh. This is the Ar Gadol's teretz. Then we said over another teretz, b'shem the Minchas Chinuch, that the only time these Rishonim say that a mitzvah say doesn't have a din of yehorg val yavar is only if the goy is standing right there. If the Anos is standing right there and he could force the Yid not to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Seh, so then there's nothing gained by the Yid giving up his life. But if the Anos is not there, so the Yid will be able to do the Mitzvah Seh, it's only later that the Goy will find out and will kill him because he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Seh, then Taka there's a Din Yehorg Val Yavri, even according to the Ran. And that's why Rav Chanina ben Tradin was Makal Kehilas, and he was Malam Eteri L'Rabim, because he was able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, only later did the Goyim find out and kill him. The same thing with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, only later did the Goyim find out that he was Masmich, and only later did they kill him, but he was able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah before the Goyim got to him. We'll be Moisif now a new Teretz from the Pri Chodosh and from the Meshech Chochma. The Pri Chodosh on the Rambam, and his Agoyis on the Rambam, says there's no Kasha from Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin on the Shittas Haran. And the reason is because Talmud Torah de Rabim Shani, there's a chilik between a regular mitzvah say and Talmud Torah de Rabim. A regular mitzvah say in Ochanami, there's no din yehorg val yavar, because the guy could stop it. Mashenkin Talmud Torah de Rabim, even though the guy could stop it, afilu hochi, there's a din yehorg val yavar, because Talmud Torah de Rabim is a different din. The Meshech Chochma brings the raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nefesh for Talmud Torah de Rabim. He was Moshe Nefesh to go bring the Torah down to Klal Yisrael. It was Mesiris Nefesh Mamish, and he did it because of Talmud Torah Derabim. And the Taina on Yehoshua by the Mocham of Ai was this Taina. Yehoshua is Mevatel Talmud Torah Derabim because of the Sakon of Mulchama. Says the Meshech Chochma, that Faker, Talmud Torah Derabim is Doicha Sakona. Even though there's a Sakon of Mulchama, Afilu Hochi, Talmud Torah Derabim is Doicha, and Yehoshua was Mechuyiv to give the drasha to be malamed Torah l'rabim, even though there was a sakana. The same thing over here, Rav Chanina ben Tradian was being mekayim this mitzvah of Talmud Torah l'rabim, and that's a mitzvah which is mechuyev even b'mokim sakonas nefashas. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a braisa, Tana Rabbonon ha'hoylech l'itztodinim u'lecharkom. Itztodinim is a stadium, charkom is a siege. These are places where the goyim would involve themselves in different kinds of entertainment. A stadium, certainly, and a siege, which was very boring. It was very boring for the soldiers of the siege to just sit and wait it out. So the goyim would bring in entertainment. And the Braisa lists a number of them. It says, Bukyoin, Mukyoin, Mulyoin, Lulyoin, Blurin, and Salgurin. In the Sefer Avodah de Brura, he teaches these words. Bukyoin he teaches as a mimic, which is a pantomime. Mukyoin are clowns. Mulyoin are ventriloquists. Lulyoin is our comics. And Salgurian are puppeteers. And all these things the Braisa says, Hareza Moshev Leitzim, Va'alehem Akosiv Oimer, Ashri Yehosh Asher Lehovach V'goymer, Ki Im B'seiras Hashem Cheftzoin. Says the Braisa Holomarato Shedvorim Halolum Evin Es Ha'odim Lidei Bittul Torah. Now, the Marsha's Ma'irer, that if the Braisa here is assering these things because of Bittul Torah, so then why did the Braisa bring the Pasuk of Ashri Ho'ich? Why didn't the Braisa bring the Pasuk of Hagis V'yom V'loila, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah? That should be the Makar that these things are assa. So the Marsha says a chiddush. He says like this. He says, Lafi sheyesh lebaldin lachlik. There would be a mokum to say that these things should be mutter. Why? She'en yoni litzonis elu shezacha yesh bohem divrei chochma. B'mishalim u'melitzois u'lekamon, it's called tachbulois, the Gemara calls it tachbulois. These things are not easy to do. These things take chachma, they take talent. The person has to put effort into creating a pantomime or a ventriloquist. He has to put effort into it. There's a chachma. So maybe we would say that since there's a chachma, there's something we can learn from. Or also, gam samchin levavos unefoshes hadayegim. These things make people happy. So sometimes there's a person who is down, he has a daiga, he has a tsar, and he needs these things in order to make him feel better. So that's why, says the Marsha, the Braisa brings the pasuk of Ashrei Ho'ish. Because mitzad b'chiv Talmud Torah, could be maybe there is a makom to say that these things could be mutter, since they're chachma, and some people need the simcha, need the extra simcha. So maybe it should be mutter. So the pasuk says, the Braisa brings the pasuk, Ashrei Ho'ish asher leholach ba'atzas rishoyim, uv'derech ha'toyim le'omad, uv'moyshev leitzim le'yoshev, kim b'seres Hashem cheftzoy, that Torah Hashem is the real thing that's misameach levavus unefoshes. That's the real chachma, and that's the real misameach. So the Braisa brings down this pasuk to say that even if you'll tell me that there's no isser mitzad bittel Torah, but lemaisa, it's still not a good idea because moyshev leitzim is not the real misameach. The real misameach is divrei Torah, kim b'seres Hashem cheftzoy. So even if it'll be a good short-term strategy to make a person feel happier, but in the long run, he's not going to be any happier. Torah, however, is a good long-term strategy. According to the Marsha, we understand why the Braisa Firzois Mulamid that these things Mivianas Adam Lide Bittel Torah. What does the Braisa mean? The whole Braisa was talking about Bittel Torah. The Teretz is what the Braisa is trying to say is that even if you'll want to say that there's no Issa Bittel Torah, but still the Pasuk Ashrei Yosh tells me that a person should be Oisik B'Torah and should not be Oisik B'Moshev Leitzim. He should not go to a Moshev Leitzim, he should be Oisik B'Torah. Once we understand that even for these things, even for Simcha, Moshev Leitzim is not the answer. The answer is B'Seres Hashem Cheftzai. We understand that even this is included in the Yisr of Bittel Torah. Malamid that Dvarim Halolo Mevinas Adam Lidei Bittel Torah. Lamaisa, the Achrayim, use this Gemara as a Makar that one should not go to a circus. In Shuvas Arugas HaBoisim, Shuvas Pri Asada, they bring this Gemara as a Makar that these things are considered Moshev Leitzim. And the Arugas HaBoisim says, even if there are those who want to go, because they want to make the bracha of Mashana HaBrios on all the Chayos Mishunos over there, which people often don't see, Pilim and Koifim and all these types of animals which a person maybe doesn't get a chance to see. So he wants to go in order to be able to make the bracha. Afilu Hachi says one shouldn't go, because the Gemara here is Mavur, that all these things have a problem of Bittel Torah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.